I think that there's a significant portion of it, because I think some people are leaving healthcare altogether, and there's others that aren't willing to come to work yet because of the pandemic, even in the healthcare field, because there are some risks associated with it. I mean, you can get COVID by working with COVID patients, or working with patients that don't even know that they might be sick. They're asymptomatic, so they're not showing symptoms. There's difficulty in assessing what really is accentuating the issue most, I think. And then there's the government and the support services that are out there. Some people have chosen not to go to work because there's some support systems out there that are keeping them afloat. And good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know, but I think that's keeping some of the folks out of the workforce.